For 18 years as an undercover agent for the CIA, Valerie Plame Wilson kept her occupation a secret, even to her own friends and family, to avoid compromising her work as a spy. When she was exposed 2 years ago, it led to a federal investigation and raised questions about what would motivate such a betrayal. Would someone in the government leak her name to the press in retaliation for her husband's public criticism of the war in Iraq? The special prosecutor in the case, Patrick Fitzgerald, did not answer that question on Friday when he charged the vice president's chief of staff, Louis Libby, with lying to the investigators. But we wanted to know how serious was the damage done by the leak. The woman at the center isn't talking, but tonight you will hear from her husband, her friends, and fellow agents who knew her work and helped us understand what happens when an agent for the CIA is exposed.
It's a spy agency, and you don't expose people working for a spy agency. And no one knew that she was working for a spy agency until she was exposed.
Jim Marcinkowski is a deputy city attorney in Royal Oak, Michigan. But in the late 1980s, he was a covert CIA agent spying in Central America. Like all recruits, he was sent to the agency's top secret training facility in Virginia, known simply as The Farm. That's where he first met a 22-year-old graduate of Penn State University named Valerie.
Back then, did you know her as Valerie Plame?
No, I didn't. All our class went just by the initial of their last name, so we knew her as Val P.
And you were Jim?
M.
He says the three dozen members of his CIA class were a close-knit group that continued to see each other at class reunions. 2 years ago, when columnist Robert Novak put the name Valerie Plame into the public debate over the war in Iraq, Marcinkowski says it took him a few weeks to determine that it was Val P. who'd been compromised.
I found that particularly outrageous. It became very personal.
My classmates and I have been betrayed.
Marcinkowski was so angry he went public, something former agents rarely do, blaming the White House even though nobody's been charged with the actual leak.
We kept that trust in protecting her identity. So we held a particular trust for 18 years and never gave each other up. And when the White House did that, it was particularly outrageous because if I have to keep those secrets, they should be held to that same kind of standard.
As the investigation into who leaked her name got underway in Washington, more details about Valerie Plame's life emerged. She spent her early years in the CIA in Europe, where she received advanced degrees from the London School of Economics and the College of Europe in Bruges, Belgium. In recent years, she told people she worked at an energy consulting firm called Brewster Jennings and Associates. Robert Novak, the columnist who first printed her name, revealed that too.
And she listed herself as an employee of Brewster Jennings and Associates. There is no such firm, I'm convinced.
He was right. Even though the business directory done in Bradstreet had a listing for it in this Boston office building, Brewster Jennings and Associates was a CIA fiction created to provide cover for agents like Valerie Plame. The problem, says Marcinkowski, is that exposing Brewster Jennings could lead foreign intelligence agencies to other spies.
There is a possibility that there were other agents that you would use that same kind of a cover. So they may have been using Brewster Jennings just like her.
Valerie Plame was also exposed as a NOC, an agent working under non-official cover. That means she was not attached to a U.S. embassy or the State Department when she was working overseas, which would have provided some protection if she had been caught spying. In other words, she had no diplomatic immunity.
So when she was working overseas without official cover, a NOC, that was a more dangerous assignment for her.
Absolutely a dangerous assignment. With diplomatic immunity, the worst that can happen is you get kicked out of the country. You don't have that kind of a protection when you're a NOC. You're out there what they would call naked.
Out there like Hugh Redman, a NOC who was caught spying in Shanghai in 1951 and died after 19 years in a Chinese prison. To this day, the CIA denies he was an agent.
We give our most sensitive cases to to officers serving under non-official cover.
Melissa Maley spent 14 years in the Middle East as a covert CIA operative, maintaining a series of fictitious legends or cover stories created by the CIA.
I conducted espionage. I went overseas. I recruited agents.
She left the agency 3 years ago and recently struck up a friendship with a woman whose career ran parallel to her own, Valerie Plame Wilson.
People have said, oh, well, Valerie wasn't serving in a sensitive position, so it's not really that serious. Well, I would say that's a very fallacious way of looking at this, because a cover can be different things at different times. We change cover, we modify cover based on how we need it. But that cover is linked together very much like the weaving of a carpet. If you start to unravel one part of that, you can unravel the whole thing.
Maley says Valerie Plame was working on important national security issues like keeping tabs on nuclear material and the world's top nuclear scientists.
She is an expert on weapons of mass destruction. These are the kind of people that don't grow in trees.
What do agents in that division do?
They're trying to figure out really the hard questions of who has the capability of obtaining and deploying a biological weapon or a chemical weapon. Who's doing it? What are those networks? What are the financial trails?
The CIA has yet to conduct a formal damage assessment of the leak. They wanted to wait until the investigation by the special prosecutor was over. But representatives of the agency have been to Capitol Hill to brief members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees about the steps they have taken to, quote, mitigate the damage.
I think any time the identity of a covert agent is released, there is some damage, and it's serious.
Congressman Rush Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey, is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. He says some people Valerie Wilson came into contact with overseas, even those who didn't know she was a covert agent, could be in danger.
Have you had assurances that the agency is handling the fallout from this leak?
They have taken the usual procedures to protect the damage from spreading.
Is it possible that somewhere overseas someone has gone to jail because of this?
Sure, it's possible.
Possible that somebody lost their life?
It's possible. I don't know. There hasn't been any formal assessment. If there were and I'd been briefed on it, I couldn't talk about it.
This is a crime against the national security of the country.
Joseph Wilson is Valerie Wilson's husband. He's a career diplomat who served in Iraq for the first President Bush and on the National Security Council as an expert on Africa for President Clinton. In February 2002, he was sent by the CIA to investigate claims that Iraq was trying to buy uranium ore from Niger, a country in Africa where he'd once been posted. When he returned, he told the agency such a sale was highly unlikely.
The President of the United States.
But when the President said in his State of the Union address that Iraq was seeking uranium from Africa, Wilson accused the administration of lying to make a better case for war. That, he says, is why people in the administration came after his wife.
Valerie Wilson's cover was blown in July 2003.
We sat down with Wilson when Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald announced the results of his two-year investigation, not charging the Vice President's Chief of Staff, Louis Libby, with leaking the name, but with lying and obstructing justice. Wilson says he believes someone in the White House was responsible for the leak.
It was the White House that decided that they were then going to go after me, and the tactic they decided to use was going after my wife.
Do you think that the prosecutor has gotten to the, or is getting to the bottom of it?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say. The message was, if you do to us what Wilson did to us, we'll do to you what we just did to Wilson's family.
And the damage to Valerie Plame Wilson was serious, as spelled out by the special prosecutor.
Valerie Wilson's friends, neighbors, college classmates had no idea she had another life.
When you first met her, what did she tell you she did for a living?
She told me she was a risk analyst for an international firm.
But once you were married, you had to join this cover. I mean, you couldn't tell your family, your friends, what you're...
No. The day that the Mr. Novak's article appeared, my sister-in-law turned to my brother and said, do you think Joe knew? So not even my brother or my sister-in-law or any of my immediate family knew.
So no one said, I sort of suspected this all the time?
No.
Did that surprise you?
Not at all. Not at all. As Valerie points out, most people are interested in talking about themselves, and therefore it was very easy for a professional to shift the conversation away from her and onto other people.
When she saw Novak's column, he says it came as a complete shock. 18 years of a meticulously crafted cover exposed in an instant.
She felt like she'd been hit in the stomach. It took her breath away. She recovered quickly because, of course, you don't do what she did for a living without understanding stress. And she became very matter-of-fact right afterwards and started making lists of what she had to do to ensure that her assets, her projects, her programs, and her operations were protected.
Did she realize then that her career as an undercover agent for the CIA was over?
Absolutely. Sure. There was no doubt about it in her mind, and she wondered for what.
Novak also published the name of the front company that your wife used for cover, Brewster Jennings and Associates. How would you characterize that disclosure?
I think it was abominable. When he published her name, it was very easy to unravel everything about her, her entire cover. You live your cover, and so you live Brewster Jennings. So she would have had business cards that said Brewster Jennings on them. So that was just insult to injury. That was just Mr. Novak taking a second bite of the apple.
Wilson confirmed that as a CIA agent, his wife was working to uncover information about weapons of mass destruction. Since she's still an agency employee, Valerie Wilson has been silent. Despite the fact it's been 2 years since she was exposed, the CIA still won't comment on the record about the damage.
Did your wife ask for protection from the agency?
I don't go into security matters, but you can be sure that we've discussed security at great length with various agencies.
Can you say whether or not there were specific threats?
There have been specific threats. Beyond that, I just can't go.
Former agent Jim Marcinkowski says one of the worst things about the leak is that it gives America's enemies clues about how the CIA operates.
She is the wife of an ambassador, for example. Now, since this happened, every wife of an ambassador is going to be suspected, or they'll know there's a possibility that the wife of a U.S. ambassador is a CIA agent.
We're talking about lives, and we're talking about capabilities. We do our work. We risk our own lives. We risk the lives of our agents in order to protect our country. And when something like this happens, it cuts to the very core of what we do. We're not being undermined by the North Koreans. We're not being undermined by the Russians. We're being undermined by officials in our own government. That I find galling.
Valerie Wilson still reports to work every day at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Friends say her status as America's most famous spy makes it impossible for her to remain in the clandestine service of the CIA, a place where she spent her entire working life.
Have you been in contact with her recently?
Yes.
What has this done to her? How's she handling it?
CIA people don't like cameras. They don't like publicity. They operate in the background as much as possible. So she's in a very, very uncomfortable spot.
So her career has definitely been damaged by this.
No, her career has been ended